Public Talks. My name is Bill Phillips, and this is me talking. So I wanted to share with you some insanely exciting stuff that is happening at Hillbrook School. So a tiny bit of context, right? So I'm starting my fourth year as director of technology, and like rad things just keep happening. Things that after three full years start to feel pretty normal at the school. And then over the summer, going to a couple different conferences. I was at ISTE in San Antonio, and then at the Apple Distinguished Educator Academy, which was amazing, in Houston. And sharing, you know, there were people who were doing incredible stuff at both of these places, sharing stuff that just felt kind of normal to us, because we kind of do it all the time, and realizing just how rare what we're doing at Hillbrook is in the world. So there's a couple things, I think, leading up to the thing I'm super-duper excited about. My four-year-old would say super-duper, but she would say su-a-du-a. So this is a su-a-du-a exciting moment for it. Are you ready? You ready for a bit of the build-up? One of the things I should let you know, so I would like it duly noted at this point, is that I'm committed to not hitting stop, redoing it, hitting stop, redoing it, until I get the perfect take, the perfect podcast, the hours and hours of edit, because I think that documenting our learning and our journey and what we're doing in education is super important, and I tend to be crippled by trying to get it just right. I suppose a degree in sound design is more of a crutch than an asset at this point, as I'm using voice memos on my phone parked in the shade. It's not always about making it just right with the same music and this and that and doing 20 takes to get it just right. There's a place for it, and I'm going to talk about that soon, but I don't think that that's right now. So one of the things I talked about a lot, presented a couple different times, particularly at ISTE, was around reimagining classrooms and what that looks like. So the angle I took, and I need to just make this an episode on YouTube or something, or another podcast episode or something. So I got a couple friends to record it at an ISTE Ignite session, and the idea was, what if our classrooms were more like studios, right? Because you want to be in a studio, but you don't really want to be in a classroom. So what does that look like, right? And the whole idea started, I think, back when the iPad was introduced, what, 7 years ago now? And we got rid of our computer lab at Hillbrook. This is before we were at Hillbrook, or I was there, but Hillbrook was there. They've been there for 81 years now. But iPads have not. iPads are 7 years old. We got rid of the computer lab with those monitors that could crush a small child and put in iPads and flexible furniture. And over again, we realized this really makes a difference in the student experience, right? This flexible furniture. And you wouldn't think that furniture is an education conversation, but it is, right? Because we made all these teeny tiny shifts, come to find that, you know, furniture is great, technology is great, but all of that only makes a difference if you put student choice at the center of everything you do in school. So, right, as director of technology, to be talking about furniture, it's a bizarre thing, and yet when you take it to that level, and when I reflected on what I was going to say in a 5-minute Ignite talk or 3-minute ADE showcase thing, it really came down to that. Like, all this cool stuff we're doing, I have found, only matters if you give students choice, and if that is at the center of everything you do. So, what's the next step, right? Where do we go from there? Like, when you truly give students choice over their environment, over where they sit and what they do, right? So I think part of that, and where I was thinking this summer in these presentations, is that we can have more studio feel, more kind of a third place. You know, the third place, you want to be at home, you want to be at work, and then that third place. Where else do you want to go? Starbucks tries to make themselves the third space. So homework, Starbucks, right? So the third space. What does that look like for a student? And we're having some really interesting conversations. This is what I'm super-duper excited to share with you guys, is that once you have, you know, one-to-one and you're doing cool stuff, once students truly have a choice in what they learn and how they show they have learned it, and that means writing more songs, making more movies, taking photos, making presentations, more creation, less consumption, right? Like, I could rant about that for 20 minutes, and I'm not. Once you're doing that, I think that you kind of go two different ways. One is to double down on that, right? So, like, truly, like, having students do work that is meaningful, that is, like, less worksheets, more movie making, right? That's part of it. And I think we're doing a really cool job of doing that and continuing to do more of that, right? That's hard to do as an educator and to sustain that. But I see that happen again and again at our school, and it's just so amazing to see that transformation. But then the second thing we do is, like, how does this make a difference in the world, right? How do you make a dent in the universe, as Steve Jobs said, or Hillbrook's vision? How do students reach beyond themselves, difference in the world? And I love that that's part of our school's vision. That's so much of what attracted me to the school, you know, 3 full years ago, 4 years ago. How do we make a difference? And for me, so much of it has been sharing your learning, showing your work. If you haven't read Show Your Work by Austin Kleon, go buy that now. You'll finish it in like 2 hours. It'll change your life. Or you'll look at it and go, yes, this is how I feel. People don't get, like, why I share what I do, why I tweet, why I Snapchat, why I Instagram, why I Facebook, why I podcast, why I blog. Why do I do that as an educator? This is why. So I do that. I think it's so important. That's what I'm doing right this moment as I'm talking, and right this moment as you're listening to me talk. And there's value in that, right, to show your progress, to show your journey, to show your learning and your thinking. And my hope is that this makes a difference for you at your school, in your classroom, at your school, at your district, wherever you may be. But what does that look like for students, right? And then more broadly, how do we change the world? And so last May, our school hired a director of social entrepreneurship. And part of what we're going to be doing, and the small part of the story I'm going to share with you now, is how we tell this story. And I don't know what it looks like, but I'm excited to share with you along the way. Our school has something called the Center for Teaching Excellence, the CTE. This is how adults learn in education, right? So it's how we do professional development. It's how we send our teachers off to the world. And it's also how we share our learning with the world. So a couple years ago, I started the CTE podcast. I have a couple fairly epic episodes. Some are amazing. Like, I've had Year 5 blows me away with how that ended up coming out. Really cool. So you should check that at some point. Hillbrook CTE. And it, not a lot of people at our school have been like, yes, let's work on the podcast. Because as it turns out, we need to teach and run a school and, you know, manage hundreds of iPads. And all of that kind of day-to-day stuff is super important. And now that Annie is the director of the Scott Center for Social Entrepreneurship, what does that look like? How do we share that story? How do we change the world? So, you know, also, like, what is social entrepreneurship? And I'm not going to jump into that. But one thing that I'm really excited about, I had a meeting with Annie for about an hour today. We talked about what does the next season of the CTE podcast. We talked about, like, social impact as learning. So it already has moved away at our school from, like, here's a worksheet. Sit down, shut up, and do this, right? Like, that's not business as usual at our school. That's amazing. Students are, you know, writing songs, making movies, telling stories, writing books, doing all kinds of extraordinary things. Presenting their work out, like, at a local, like, museum, like, really thinking cool stuff. And how do we make a difference in the world? How does learning have impact? So we know that audience is a big part of, like, legitimate learning for adults and especially for students. This is why teachers I know and a lot of you listening, right, are sharing your work with the world and sharing your students' work and having your students blog and having your students have websites and presenting around and all that kind of cool stuff. So looking ahead, right, how do we have that impact where students are actually making a difference in the world? We're going to be sharing out that particular story through the Hillbrook CTE podcast. And then I think I'm going to do like a podcast about the podcast, which is kind of cool, like a behind-the-scenes kind of thing, the thinking around it. And hopefully that's what you got out of today with this podcast episode, how we got to this. So I'm going to share out kind of what we're thinking for the episodes, why we're doing it, how we're doing it, and how it's a microphone and recording in WordPress. Not recording in WordPress, but publishing to WordPress and then plug-in that goes to iTunes. But that's not what we're doing. The idea is that we are going to make a difference in this world, and our students are going to make a difference in this world, and I'm excited to share how we're going to do that, and excited to share with you on this podcast kind of the behind the scenes, and then sharing the actual progress, not the progress, the actual, like, product and the story through the Hillbrook CTE podcast. So it's going to be an epic school year. Right? All right. My name is Bill Selleck. Thanks for listening to Bill Selleck Talk.